Blackstone Audio presents Spies, Inc. by Jack D. Hunter. Chapter 1. It was one of those days when the sky, sick and tired of February, gathers itself in sullen clumps and looses a spiteful spittle of snow at things in general. Since I was one of the local things in general, I had not escaped, but I paused inside the administration building's main entrance to slap my hat and flutter my coat and make a little fuss, calculated to dramatize my annoyance with the meteorological rigors that had made me late for work. Miss McIntosh was not impressed. Peering at me over the tops of her high-fashioned spectacles, she patted her blue hair and said in her all-knowing receptionist voice, "There's a holler out for you, Mr. Dexter." "Thank you, Miss McIntosh. I'll see to it right away." All institutions, from the Supreme Court to the floating crap game, have their patois. In our particular splinter of that institution known as U.S. Industry, much of the idiom was traceable to the peculiarities of the company's president. For instance, a prime idiosyncrasy of this gentleman was his wont to summon underlings by direct address. Where most citizens would use the intercom, or the phone, or even a messenger to call somebody into the office, our chief executive would pronounce a surname in something between a gargle and an explosion, and it would fall to Miss Zacharias, his secretary, to push the button or dial the number of the luckless individual in demand. Since our president was Balsley Y. Hooton, spiritual leader and majority stockholder of the Hooton Plastics Corporation, such an alarum was known in office and plant alike as a Hooton Holler. It was a melancholy way to start a melancholy day, and Miss McIntosh's icy amusement helped things not at all. She didn't like me much, mainly because she was a dedicated gossip and I had never played her game.